The purpose of the shir is to chazer over everything we did, to see all the raid that we saw, but to see it in one, in short form, but in one flow, one picture. My Rebbe always say, Rebbe Elephant, Izzy knows this also, that he said the ikker way to have a cheshek in learning is when you get things clear. If things aren't clear, if you don't have clarity in it, then he says, no wonder people don't have a cheshek, they don't have it clear. If you have it clear, so not that I have it clear, but if we can at least, you know, get some sort of concise version, then it'll help. We just go through the Seder of the Gemara and speak out whatever we spoke out during the Shiur. Ma'ish mekadesh boi v'shlucha, ya'ish mekadesh boi v'shlucha, ha'ish mekadesh b'dik shinayra boi v'shlucha. First thing we spoke out, Rashi says, kishinayra, the kol shekein kishi katana. We asked, why is it kol shekein kishi katana? Either Gemara says, right, it's pashpura. Either Gemara says, the katana, there's an iser, osir shekadesh adem b'dik katana. So we say two different things. In the chalais, it's a kol shekein. For the effect that it's chal, koshken that it's chal the katana. She's more under your rule. Shenken, yeah. Legabi the iser, it's true. The katana there's an iser, nayar there isn't. We spoke out also on Taisus. Taisus says ish mekadesh. So the Gemara vayter hash b'shulcha mekadesh boy mi boy. So Taisus right away speaks out. Why can't we answer loizu asu? And Taisus answers because we only say b'shtei bavis. We only say b'shtei tevis, not b'shtei bavis. Over here, Mashenki Mashtei Boz, because it said Ish Mekadesh B'Shulcha, and then we said Hishem Mishkadesh. Sorry, like Shayach Lishli Hachi El Mishtei Bavai, so Shtei Tevis. We only said Loizu Avsu when it's two different memories. If it's two different words, then we don't say it. So he also points out the Makna asks from other places that Taka we do say Loizu Avsu even in Shtei Tevis. So the Gemara says Hashem Shulcha Mekadesh Boy Minayin Amr Rabbi Yosef Mitzvah Boy Yosef Mi B'Shulcha. Gemara says Ki Adrab Safra Machik Reisha Rava Malch Shibuta. So mitzvah yitzur b'shulcha ikar da amri. Some say not only it's a mitzvah, but ha yisur nami isve. It's also an isur. Rabbi Yudam Rav, Dam Rabbi Yudam Rav. Also, Adam Shikadosh as ishtoi as ishat shirena. Shemir b'davar mekunis tiskan lo brachman amr v'achlo riacha kamaicha. Right. So there's an isur, and you won't necessarily see the mitzvah shabai. So if you don't see it, what's Rabbi Yosef going on? Ki itmar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's memory of mitzvah will be a seifa itmar. Hayishim is kadesh as bo v'shlucha. So we can ask the same kasha we asked in the Reisha Ashu b'shlucha mekadesh bo miboy. Rabbi Yosef mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha. And on that we say ki yadur Safra machik reisha v'am shibuta v'abahoy sura lespa. Mashenke in the seifa you'll say there's an iser also. So where will we see the mitzvah? Where will we see the mitzvah yosef b'shlucha? There's no iser because we say tav meitav tandel meitav armelu. So in the sugya of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha, we spoke out a lot of things. I may add one or two things, but only for the purpose of making it clear. The way I want to set it up is, set it up like this. First, we have to understand what is the inyan mitzvah yosef b'shlucha. What's that inyan? Second, we have to understand what is the mitzvah here we're talking about. What is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah of kedushin? Is the mitzvah of puravu? We also have to understand if whatever the mitzvah is, the Gemara is saying, "Lefi the ikad amri, we're going on the seifa." So that mitzvah has to be shayach to a lady as well. Can only be shayach to men. Has to be shayach to a lady. Next thing is to how is the Gemara medame to Shabbos? What's the dinyan mechla? What's the limud? And then finally, at the end of everything, we'll ask the kasha that the Shaar Tzion asks of bittul Torah. How were they able? How were these amoraim able to do it? Yichalas in your bittul Torah. So the first one that we saw, the first shot we saw, mitzvah yosef b'shulcha is Rashi. Rashi says the chiyos the gufa mitzvah is mekabel schar tzei. That's Rashi's shot. Right away we asked, because has no avon over here. The Gemara is the mash mitzvah yosef b'shulcha. It's in the mitzvah itself. What does Rashi mean? What does Rashi mean? Those who argue in Rashi, there's a Rach in Shabbos that argues in Rashi and says it's tak the mitzvah itself. And Taisus Riyazakin right here, the first Taisus Riyazakin, where it says Ha'isha Mekadesh, you can see in the Gemara, Kol Mitzvah Shumutelas Olav Yase Begufay V'lo Yadei Shliach. That it's taka not like Rashi, it's a din in the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself has to be yourself, not a Dei Shliach. So there's obviously a Machlekes here, we have to understand what the Machlekes is. We'll see Rashi, we try to understand Rashi by saying a pshat from Rav Hirsch. That Rav Hirsch says that there's a din in mitzvah. Why does Rashi say Tzchar Mitzvah? It's not that we understand that a Tzchar is Zaytik from mitzvah, Tzchar is separate from the mitzvah. It's not true. The biggest schar a person can get in this world is the schar, the kira that he gets from the mitzvah. So if a person is Isaac himself in the mitzvah, the schar of the mitzvah itself is greater. Another pshat that I heard when I learned the first time, Rabbi Elephant spoke out, that Takarashi is Matkarashi, that Takarashi is Takar saying that this inyan of mitzvah is only an Eitz HaTayva. in a chanami, there's no bigger kiyum in the mitzvah, but it's an eitz tov. If you act, if you put yourself in the mitzvah, you get more schar. Begedel lefum tzara agra, not necessarily lefum tzara agra, has to be a mitzvah. If you're doing something, you're being oivet your bnei shalom, and you're putting yourself into it more. So there's any lefum tzara agra. So we can explain it with any of those two ways. The shaila is, why did Rashi wanna? Either way, we say Rashi is coming against the Pshutai. The Pshutai is the way Tosfos Ari Hazaken learns in the Rash learns, that the mitzvah of Yotzei Mishluach is in the mitzvah itself. So how do we understand that? So the one that learns like Rashi in Schar is the Ran. The Ran also says like Rashi, that mitzvah of Yotzei Mishluach, he says the same words, Zechi Osi Gufa Mitzvah Mekabel Schar Tzeh. The Ran Mamash says those words. So the Ran and Rashi are, you know, learn the Mahalach of the Gemara the same way. The Ran also speaks out, the next kasha that comes up is, what haka is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah here that we're referring to? What mitzvah are you doing that if you ask to give a mitzvah, it's mechal b'schar tzei? So the Ran learns that the mitzvah we're talking here is the mitzvah of pru urvu. Kedushin itself is not a mitzvah. Kedushin is a heksher mitzvah. Kedushin is a echitimtza, that Torah says you have to be fruitful and multiply, you have to have children, so the only way to do that is to get married. Right? So Frek the Ran, if so, Lefi the Ikka de Amri, what's her mitzvah? Pruervu, we know, is only a man's mitzvah. What's her mitzvah? What's the woman's mitzvah? So Zok the Ran, the woman's mitzvah is that she's Messiah the Baal. She helps the Baal be Mekayim his mitzvah, Pruervu. So the Ran is very good if you learn that Kedushin is a Hechsher mitzvah. So if it's only a Hechsher mitzvah, so then you can understand that the woman could also have a Chelik. The woman could have a Chelik in the Hechsher mitzvah. The key to mitzvah vada is the Baal's mitzvah, which is going to happen mitzvah when he has children. But the Hechsher mitzvah that we're referring to is Sai for the Baal, and the Ran says the Isha could also have a chelik in it. If so, the Fila Ran, if the Ran is learning that the mitzvah is the Hechsher mitzvah, so it's very hard to understand that in a Hechsher mitzvah there should be an Indian mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha. Where do you find that in a Hechsher mitzvah there's a din that you have to do it? That you have to do it. You don't find that. Hechsher mitzvah is not the mitzvah itself. If Hechsher is lashon of kosher, kosher means prepare. We prepare things to be set. So we're setting the stage for Pur Revu. Where do we find Haka that there's an inya that a person himself has to do it? So Ram says, Eina Chanami. There's no mitzvah in the Hechsher Gufa, but it'll be an inyan of Vachum Tzara Agra, the Schar, or like Rav Hirsch was saying, you put yourself in, the kirva you get to your Rebbeinu Shalom through that Schar. So Ram was saying, Al-Khari Brashi says, that the schar is chi osku for mitzvahs, the kabbalah schar tzei, that would be pshat for Rashi also, that he learned the mitzvah we're referring to as the mitzvah of pur urvu. However, the Rambam taka learns that kedushin itself is a mitzvah. Besides pur urvu, the kedushin itself is a mitzvah. Brings in a few places, he also says that birchas erisin is a birchas a mitzvah. So birchas erisin is birchas a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, kedushin itself is a mitzvah. How will the Rambam learn what's the mitzvah of the Isha? Right? So there are those, there is a girsa on the Rambam, when the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs lists all the mitzvah that Nashim are potter from, he doesn't, in one, there's two girsas in the Rambam, in one of the girsas he doesn't list that women are potter from Kedusha. If we go with that, then women are also, it's a real mitzvah, Kedushin is a real mitzvah. So let's see the Rambam will shtim very well with the other Rishonim who learn Kepshutai. The Rambam is going to learn the Gemara Kepshutai, that mitzvah by Yosem B'Shlucha means the mitzvah itself. Because Kedushin is also mitzvah itself. We're talking about Kedushin. Kedushin is mitzvah itself. The mitzvah by Yosem B'Shlucha could also be the mitzvah itself. So there's two different ways. According to Rashi and the Ran, Rashi and Ran learned it's only a Hechsher mitzvah, so therefore the Kabbalah Schar Tzei could only be in Lefum Tzara Agra and only in Schar. That's the mitzvah of Yosem B'Shlucha. According to the Rambam, who holds it's a mitzvah itself, he could learn the Gemara Yitzhaka in the group of the mitzvah. So now, if you take those two mahalchim, now connect the Kavod Shabbos. So Rashi and the Ran, and we spoke this out, you know, with Rebbe and with Rebbe Cohen, they spoke out a lot of these stories that are coming up, and we'll see how it fits in. According to Rashi and the Ran, who hold that it's a Hechsher mitzvah, so what's the difference to Kavod Shabbos? I lefer, Kavod Shabbos is a real mitzvah, so what are we comparing? Why are we saying ki hod Rav Safra, Rav Malch Shibutra, right, that they did things for Shabbos? That's a real mitzvah. This is only a Hechsher mitzvah. It's not that there's a taka din, a mitzvah yotz mishlucha. Here it's only the Hechsher. It's only the Schar. So we could say that the Baruch Shmuel speaks it out in the Shir of Shmuel, that for those that learn that the mitzvah we're talking about is mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos here. And these Amoraim, what they were doing before Shabbos was a hechsher for Oinek Shabbos. So it's exactly like our Gemara. The Oinek Shabbos is eating these nice foods on Shabbos and having Oinek Shabbos. And the preparation for that is the hechsher for Oinek Shabbos. Just like by Kedushin, the Pru Revu is the mitzvah, and the mitzvah by Yoyser is going on the hechsher, mitzvah is going on the preparation for that. However, according to the Rambam, it also works out very, not however, it also works out very good, because according to... Yes. According to which... Oh, so Kavod Shabbos... So what is Kavod Shabbos, if you that? Kavod Shabbos... It could be it's also... So we'll have to maybe... What, why?
Maybe they were doing it to
come. Oh, so we could say... So at the end we'll have to say... Like from the country's Akron, that they're Yoitzik Kavod Shabbos. Yeah, we'll say that. Right.
And they did extra.
They did extra. Right. So I'll say that at the end when it comes to the bit. Right. So that's true that you need. Yeah, you have to say that they're obviously Yoitzik Kavod Shabbos, and the extra was the Oinek Shabbos. I'll come back to that at the end when we explain the Bittul Torah. According to the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam's Masha, two separate mitzvahs. Kavod and Oinek are two. The Rambam says the Pharisees are two separate mitzvahs, and the Rambam says that the Rambam has a lashon that on Erev Shabbos a person has to make preparations. And the Rambam uses the lashon of chayiv. We'll get into that in a minute. But the mitzvah on the face value of the Rambam holds that this the mitzvah they are doing was the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. They're preparing for Shabbos, and that was the mitzvah they were doing. So the Rambam, so for the Rambam, it's also very good because according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah they're doing is Kavod Shabbos, so the din is very gishmak. Over here, the mitzvah they're preparing, the Rambam says the mitzvah they're doing was the Kavod Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha, they did it themselves. Just like over here, Kedushin, the mitzvah is the Kedushin itself, and it also works out. So according to Rashi and the Ran, Avadit's the Hechsher Mitzvah. The Limud is also from the Hechsher Mitzvah from Shabbos. According to the Rambam, would it be from the Mitzvah Atzma? So then, the only problem we had in the Rambam, we said like this, it's Masha from the Rambam, Rabbi Kaufman Shiloh, we asked, and the others brought it down, that the Rambam says Lashon of Chiyah. The Rambam's Masha, it's not a Vort that it's better for you to do it than others. Rambam's Masha, that the Vort is, it's a Chiyah for you to do it. If you don't do it, then you're not being Mekan the Mitzvah B'chlal. So how do you understand that, Rambam? So there's two ways to answer the Rambam. The first way is the way the Bir Halacha answers the Rambam. That's lav dafka. That's the Rambam. When the Rambam says chiv, it's taka lav dafka, and it's just a mitzvah better for you to do it than your shluchim. But avad, if your shliach does it, shliach does mitzvah, it's beseder, and that would work out very well with what we're saying. That's the mahalach of the Gemara. That just like over there is mitzvah by Yoiser. And it was a real mitzvah. So here, Kedushin is a real mitzvah by Yosef. But according to the others who learn that the Rambam was literal, and we also spoke out that the chilik in the Rambam was how they learned the word kevaydai. If you learn the word kevaydai is going on the Kavod Shabbos, so then it's mashma Rambam kepshutai. That it's a chiyuv. That the only way to be mechabed Shabbos is if a person of high stature, you know, is Yosef in the mitzvah himself with his bare hands. But Mashenki and the Bir Halacha learned Kavaydai, that Kavaydai is referring to the Kavod of Adam. Don't think that you're lowering your Kavod, because this is your Kavod, you're being Mechabed the Shabbos. Those are two ways. So, Bilamais, if you learn Pshut in the Rambam that it's Mamash Achiv, how are you going to learn the Dimin Tar Gemara? Our Gemara, it's not Achiv on you. You could not send the Shliach to do Kedushin. You could send the Shliach to do Kedushin. It's just better if you do it over there. There's no Indian Shliach. It's not Mekayim B'chlal if you don't do it. So, we explained that it's only a Mashal. That since you see by Shabbos, there is a Musik, there is a Mitzvah. That Torah says only if you do it, you're Mekayim, since you see such a Vart. So we can also learn that. In other mitzvahs where you could send the Shliach, the Mitzvah is much better if you do it yourself. The final in the Shai Tzion S. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So the Shai Tzion asked the Shai Lamaisa, all these Marai, how they mevatel Torah? How were they able to take away from their learning? We know that a mitzvah she efshir lasa is layidei achirim. A person, if he's learning, should continue learning. Only a mitzvah she'iyah shalas is de'achir. So there's three ways to answer this. The Pashto way is to learn the Rambam Kepshuta. The Rambam Kepshuta, that is the mitzvah of Shabbos, so there's no other way to be a kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you have to do it. If you don't do it, you have no mitzvah. The other way to learn the Rambam, that like the Bir Halacha, that's lav dafka, what are we talking going to say? How are they able to be mevatel their learning? So the Shaar HaTzion said a svara that it's not, it's they're able, this that we say, mitzvah she'esh la'as, that she'esh la'as de'achir, and that dafka you have to do, and a mitzvah she'esh la'as de'achir, you don't have to do, it's only a mitzvah which is not mudal on you. Like Milah says, they have to be vakar achayla, shouldn't chasadim have to be done. So that if you're learning, the mitzvah is not mutl on you, the chesed has to be done, you could send someone else to do it. Mashenken over here, the mitzvah is mutl on you. The mitzvah, you have to do it. So then avad, you know, there's no inyan of sending a shliach, you should do it yourself. The third way, it's going to be, the biggest problem is it's going to be in the Rashi and the Ran. Rashi and the Ran only learns a hechsher mitzvah. So how in the world were they mevatel Torah for just a hechsher mitzvah? So this we have to say, what we were speaking about before, that avad of the pshat is, they were Vata Torah because of the Iker Mitzvah, because of the Kavod Shabbos. This is what Rabbi Cohen spoke after the Kuntras Achron. They had a Chiyuv of Kavod Shabbos to do, and they did that Mitzvah, and that's why they were Vata Torah. Agav, once they were being Mechaber the Shabbos, they decided to do it with something that would also be a Hechsher for the Mitzvah of Oinu. So it comes at the end, there's two ways, and in the second way there's a could be a third way. You can learn the Pshat Rashi and the Ran that it's a Hechsher, and the Dimit Shabbos is a Hechsher, and the Limud is from the fact that they have to be mevatel from the kovod, and the hechsher was on top of that. The other way to learn is like the Rambam, that it was a real mitzvah, and if you learn that the Rambam is saying the chiv is dafka for him to do it, then you have to learn that then you have to learn that it was only a mushal that you see over there, that there's a chashiv is a person doing himself, so here also. That was as far as the sugya's mitzvah by Yosef Meshulcha is concerned. The Gemara goes weiter. Ha'ish mekadesh is vita kishin naira. Kishin naira in ketana. Loi m'sai le l'rab d'am r'vim r'avi tem r'avu. Alozer osu adem j'kadesh v'dik kishin naira. Yeah. Yeah. The Gemara over here, and the Gemara says, Shashliach Ois Shliach. What's the Gemara referring to? The Gemara means to say that Sai him, Sai her, their Shliach can make a Shliach, or only him. So we brought down three different Rishonim. We brought down the Mordechai, we brought from the Kaddish Meradish, we brought down Tais Tzrid and the Rash. But the Mordechai and Tais Tzrid go with the same half. That the Gemara, the Pshat and the Gemara, Shliach Ois Shliach, is only referring to him. His Shliach can make a Shliach, not her. Her Shliach cannot make a Shliach. But it could be that they're coming to say it from two different angles. So we spoke on the Mordechai. What did the Mordechai say? The Mordechai says that if a person sends someone to be Mekadosh an Isha with a Tabas, and something happens to him, an Oinus happens to him, and he's Meman another Shliach, will it work? And the Gemara says it won't work because it's Mili, and Shliach doesn't work in Mili. I mash'enkein, I get. Shliach can make a Shliach, because since you can be Garsha Bar Karachai with a get, it's not Mili, and therefore it works. That's what the Mordechai said. Based on that, obviously when the Gemara said over here, Shliach is a Shliach, so only he can be Megarash Herbal Karach with the get. Right? So it's only referring to the Shliach of the Isha, not the Shliach of the Isha. On that Mordechai, we spoke out two Ketzais. The first Ketzais spoke out of Ketzais in Kuf Pei Reish, Kuf Pei Beis Beis. Kuf Pei Beis Beis, which Ketzais brought down Noid of Yehuda. Noid of Yehuda says nowadays, when there's a Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershon to be Megarish, So then it would lie as ein shliach dvar aveir, and you wouldn't be able to send a shliach to megarish your wife. You wouldn't be able to. Check the ketzais on him, and the ketzais brings down our Mordechai as a riotous kasha. The ketzais is me'orer that lav dafka this is true. It's not called ein shliach dvar aveir. Ketzais says b'mashal shchita. If I send a shliach and say shech this animal for me on Shabbos, so avad part of the tzibui my shliach is that they shecht it on Shabbos ein shliach dvar aveir. But if I tell him to go shecht and he himself shechts it on Shabbos, if he himself shechts it on Shabbos, so there's no problem with ein shliach dvar aveir over here. Right? He himself went to shecht on Shabbos. The shlich, my shlich is one to shecht on Shabbos. He says so too over here. When a person sends a shlich to megarish his wife, right? So, nihi, that there's an isser now that there's a chayim derbein of a gershim to be megarish her bal karcha im leisayda if she doesn't want, but I didn't tell you to be megarish her bal karcha. That's your business. I didn't tell you that. So the shlich should work. And he says, how do you see that? You see from our Mordechai, from the fact that our Mordechai said, So he finishes off his kasha. He says, I have raya from the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says it's not a word of mili because you can gashra bal karcha. If there would be a chayim d'ben gershim, if there would be an isser, so then that wouldn't be true. So we're right. Shliach gershim shouldn't be allowed to make a shliach. Because that would be mili. That would be mili. Now that. If Nadi Yehuda was right of Lein Shliach Dvar Aveir, that Chayim de Ben Gershon. So it's a good kasha. What we remind on is that the chilek that the Ketzais wanted to bring to the machalik between what Nadi Yehuda wanted to say and by Shchita, that the proof of Shchita is not necessarily true, because by Shchita there is another way to shecht the animal. Don't shecht on Shabbos, shecht it on Sunday. Hashem came by Gerishin, right now, Lamaisa, what are we at? We're dealing with a lady that doesn't want to get divorced. The only way to divorce a lady is to do Bal Karcha. It's the only way to do it. So, if it says it's high, Nadi Yehuda may not necessarily be true. Another Ketzais we have, a Ketzais in Reish Mandal, the Ketzais says that based on Mordechai, that mili won't work for shliach oisah shliach. He says if somebody sent somebody with a matana to give to someone else, zaktik tzais, and he's a man another shliach to give the matana. He's a man another shliach. So it's a shliach nas a shliach shliach man a shliach with a matana, and the guy doesn't want. And so he says it's mili because you can't force the guy to take it. Based on this Mordechai, that the only way it's not mili is if you have the bal karcha. Only if you have it that you're able to take the get and give it to your bal karcha. If that's the bar that takes away from mili by matana, wouldn't be so, because the recipient doesn't have to take the matana. And that the point of it, Rav was ma'iritas, that it's not necessarily a proper dinyan, because that which we say that you could be megarshav al karchai is not necessarily, it's not the siba to tell us, it's not the reason why there's no mili, it's just the simin, the fact that megarshav al karchai shows that you have a bialus on her. It shows that you're not stop sending a shliach to do something which you don't have control over. You are married to this woman. You have a kinyan in this isha. Now you want a divorce, you have a bialus on it. So that's why. Since Bal Karcha shows that you have a bialus on it. That even if she doesn't want you to be magarish. This is something with matana. It's your matana, it's your gift. You, the same zechus you have in that isha, you have in matana. It's not the part that you have to be able to give the matana bal karcha. What do you mean? Why should you have to be able to give the matana bal karcha? It's not necessarily true. So that's the point of Betroth Ma'ayr. Based on that, we can learn pshat in Mordechai. That the pshat in shliach ha-shliach, why it's not mili, what takes away from mili is the fact that a person has a bialus on something. That's what takes away from mili. Tosfos is a rid who learned pshat in the Gemara the same like Mordechai. So we were medayik and we learned a little differently. That the way to avoid mili is that if the only way to be megarisher is with this get that I'm giving you, that mashemeng by kedusha, lo yitzur, the person, the shliach would lose the tabat, right? Since he'd be able to go ahead on his own and go buy another one, and go buy another one, so that makes it mili. That means the shlichus wasn't specifically to go give this. He uses the lashon of chayfetz. The chayfetz again. Don't, right? He says don't be mekadosh the isha. So he's being mekadosher. If I take your ring, if I lose it, get another one. Hashem came to get has to be given straight to the Isha, that it has to be Dafka that get, so Mili is not going to interrupt it. The only thing we remember on that is that Kiddushin with a Shtar could be also, would have no Chisaron of Mili, because it's like a get. You're also, you can't go ahead and write up another Shtar for the Baal. The other way to learn the Gemara was the Rashba. The Rashba didn't like the fact that the Gemara was learnt not Kipshuta, because Kipshuta is both shlichas can make a shlich. So the Rashba came along and said, Avada, the woman also her shlich can make a shlich. How will it work? The Rashba's mukin the Gemara to say they were talking about a case of Amar Imri, where the original Isha, or the original Baal, the original person, told the shliach Amar Imri to tell someone else. How do we understand Amar Imri? How does it work? Rabbi Akiva Hager tells us that Amar Imru works as follows. Amar Imru works that when you tell the shliach to tell someone else, it's as if you're being memana that third person, that third shliach. There's three people involved, the original person, the shliach, and someone else. Amar Imru says, you're being memana that third shliach. If so, it could be it doesn't work so good with the Gemara, because our Gemara is mashma that there's a special pasuk shliach is a shliach. If you're saying it works with the mechanics of Rakiva Eger of Amar Imru, then why do we need a special pasuk that shliach is a shliach? Shliach is a shliach. Why do we need a pasuk like that? Why can't we just go ahead and say that it's the original thing of shliach nidal can make shliach, shliach they can make a shliach? Because it's just a way, it's a lomdish way to say it's a direct minui. Once we're saying it's a direct minui, so then you can learn that from the first two pasuk, you don't need the other way. Then we saw Taisus, Vishalch, Vishilcha, Melamish. So those are the three ways to learn the Gemara. What's it mean? Shliach, Asa, Shliach, Taisus, Arid, and the Mordechai. There are two ways. Lafuke, the Rashi, Shad, and the Gemara, his way. We said Taisus, Shalcha, Vishilcha, Melamish, Shliach, Asa, Shliach. So Taisus brings down Rashi, and he asks on Rashi, where are you going to learn? Where are you going to learn the din of Cherish and Shaita, that it has to be when you divorce them, it has to be Megashav Eina Chayzeres, Cherish and Shaita are going to come right back. So Mashal asks two kashas on Taiz. Mashal asks, what do you mean? Rashi will learn it. Others saw asked Kashi forcing the Mashal. Rashi knows that there's four drushes. There's a Shilcha and a Mapakei, and another Shilcha, and there's four drushes, so he'll fit it in. He has room to fit it in. Second kashas the Mashal asks is, why is Taisus, the way Taisus asks the Kasha, Taisus says that the Vishilcha Basra has two drushes. Why? Because the Matzil Neymar V'nasim B'yadav Elishtag. Taisus is learning that the Vishilcha Basra, the limud from it was the Ribui. Why did it say Vishilcha Bechlal? It could have just said V'nasim B'yadav. Right? Masha Ein Kein, the way Rashi learned the first drusha, is that it's a mashmois. Why did we say v'shilcha? We sort of said v'girsha. So it says, correct the mashah. Taisus doesn't argue on the first one. He only says on the second one. That only on the second one, that it's not a mashmois of a drasha, it's a ribui. That's how we're learning the drasha. So correct mashah, where did Taisus come to see this? So he goes in, mashah has his own teretz. What we wanted to answer from Harav Izzi Nochum was that it could be, the Pashup Shad is, once we already are using the word Vishilcha to tell you that means Gerushin, once we're already doing that, so the next Pashup, the Torah to go back to the original, that now is Gerushin, so Torah continues using that Lashon. What we say, we're right on that, is that, if Torah is Emes and everything is a Drasha, so once we take care of the first Drasha, we should talk to go back to the original Lashon and Gerushin. We should talk about Tlash. That's the only thing we were ma'ir on his pshat, which was a nice pshat. The next thing we have, we spoke about today, Al-Khazir, very quickly, on this sugya, the Gemara goes like it. The Gemara says, Ashkacham begerushin bekedushin minolan, bechitema diyolif megerushin, maybe you'll learn kedushin megerushin, mali gerushin, shekain yeshnon bal karcha. Right? So the Matan asked this kasha, and Simcha Shrik also asked us this kasha. You did. You asked us, when myself and Israel learning, you were mechamim to the Matan's kasha, and you were ma'ir. You said somewhere the Teretz also that, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that Shekhen Yesh Ma Karcha? Why can't we learn Kedushin from Shliach Nida? Shliach Nida is not Baal Karcha. Only Shliach Nida is Baal Karcha. Shliach Nida is not Baal Karcha. So why can't we learn Kedushin from Shliach Nida? Because I fracked the Matan. Right? So just going to speak out the Maskanas Advarim, the way we came out today, after lengthy discussion, Taisa Rosh, we came out that Avada Pshat in the Gemara is that when the Gemara says the Gerushin Shkenish Bal Karcha, we're not referring to any single person in Gerushin. We're not referring to his Gerushin Bal Karcha. It doesn't make sense to learn like that in the Gemara. But the Gemara means to say is the Parsha of Gerushin is Bal Karcha. What does it mean it's Bal Karcha? And that we explain, like the Taisa Rosh Taka speaks out, that it's Nasa Bakal. Gerushin is Nasa Bakal. What's Pshat Nasa Bakal? You have two people involved over here, and all you need is one person, one person's das, and even though the other person might be negative, she might not want, but it could still be done. So since it's Nasa Bakal, there's a koyach there that you can make a shlichus. That's Maskanas HaDvarim, that's why, that's Pshat and Gerushin, that it's Baal Karcha. That's Pshat and Gerushin. So we said, based on this, there's two taisim which work out very well. On Amud Beis, the Malfim Beis. When the Gemara wants to learn, the Gemara attempts to learn Truma from Gerushin. The Gemara asks, you can't learn Truma from Gerushin because Truma, Gerushin Yeshna Bachal. Taisus asks, why can't you just learn that Gerushin Yeshna Bal Karcha? Why can't you learn that Gerushin works Bal Karcha? Mashen Kein Truma doesn't. That's what we ask. Right? So, Taisa has that kasha, it's a legitimate kasha, and Taisa answers that could have said Kedushin Yechiyah, but the kasha Taisa is a legitimate kasha, right? That we could have said Bal Karcha. So it works out very good for you what we're saying, because if the Vard of Bal Karcha means Nasa Bakal, that it's done, Bakal is done easily, so is Truma Nasa Bakal? Originally we wanted to say yes, there, Truma is also Nasa Bakal. And we want to say that Taisus had to learn out like that. No, we don't have to say that anymore. We could say Taisus also learned it's Nasa Bakal. The part of Bal Karcha means it's Nasa Bakal. But Nasa Bakal will only work if you have we need that simon. What's the simon here? How do you see it's Nasa Bakal? When you have one force opposing another force, when you have the Isha opposing the Ish, and he could still be Megarisher, that's Nasa Bakal by Truma. Yeah, all you need is one person's Das, but that's not the Nikud. That's not the Vard that we're looking at, the one person's Das. By Truma, he has nobody telling him not to give Truma. He has nobody forcing against him. So it's just as Nasa, right? There's no one forcing him. So therefore, Taisa is able to ask the Kasha, that's Nasa Bakal. Mashen Kein Truma is not Nasa Bakal. And Taisa says, even though that would have been an excellent Kasha, we could say Kedushin Yeshiyah. The other Taisa that fits in very well to that is Taisa's Nafkale on the bottom, Nafkale Mitzvah Ben Karcha. When Taisa spoke out over there, that Amayla Yol Shlichas Ma'ane B'Kotchim, we should learn from Shchitas Pari Shalayim, right? Why do we learn Shlichas from there? So he said, no, Pari Shalayim is different because since, we're not going with the Marshana, since the Isha is able, since we could force a person to bring a Chatas Bal Karcha, right? Since we could force a person to bring a Karban, so that's why he could bring a Shlichas. So originally we wanted to say that the whole Svara is completely counterintuitive, right? That it's the opposite of what we're learning till now. Till now we're learning that the koyach to make a shliach is if you have the koyach to do a bal karcha, since you could do a bal karcha, so you can be on a shliach. Now we're saying something else. Now we're saying that there's another way to make a shliach also. If you could be forced into the wall against you, that also shows, the counterintuitive story was saying, that also shows that you don't have so much hold on this matter, and you can make a shliach. Now we're saying that, no, it's not a counterintuitive svar, it's the other side of the first svar, Nasa Bakal. Nasa Bakal is a two-sided svar. Nasa Bakal says that on one hand, you could do it because you're able to force her. And Nasa Bakal says even the other person is opposing you, that's also part of the Nasa Bakal. Am I saying it correctly?
It's easier to
read. The chalais is easy.
The chalais that you've done against this man is easier chalais. The chalais is easier chalais.
So that's, to simplify that, that's the Pashim Shah and the Gemara, like Gerish and Shkenish Bal Karcha, means it's Nasa Bakal, the Chalais is a simple Chalais because the fact that we see that a person may not want it and it could still work, it's easy for this Chalais to be Chal. We'll turn the Amud, the Gemara says, The Gemara says, "Chitem Yof." Okay, the Gemara says, "Read the Gemara quickly." Ashcha Megesh Kedush Minam. Chitem Yof Megerish Megesh Kedush Malkarcha. Amar Kavi Yotze Hoy. So we have the Hekesh Makish by the Tzima Tzima Shishicha Vayna Mashishicha. Ela Hala Nana Amir Shlichai. Say Torim Truma. We know that a person tells a Shliach go be Torim. So he's Torim Kedas Baalbayis. He's Torim like the Das of the Baalbayis. Rashi says the way he's Makish the Das Baalbayis. If he's Ayin Rav, he's Ayin Yofa. He has that koyach being a shliach. The main idea that Baal Bayis turn bainus, he doesn't know, he's turn bainus. What's bainus? Echa mechamishin. Bainus is 150th. Picheis asara, heisav asara. If he lessens 10 or adds 10, truma say truma. So we know. The Gemara says, how do you see shlichus works by truma? Rashi says over here, picheis asara. Rashi goes, uchari nach kepshuta. Rashi says, picheis asara is that he was being cheap. He was taking away from... He was taking away from the Baal Bayis. Piches Asar. He instead of taking 150th, he took 140th. So the Piches is going, he took away from the Baal Bayis and he gave more to Truma. And the Haisiv is the opposite, that he added to the Baal Bayis and gave less to Truma. Haisiv speaks out over here. Haisiv says, Rashi saw Perish with country is Piches Atarim Echon Iman, the Koi Piches a Baal Bayis, and Piches going Baal Bayis. The Yesh Mefarsh, Haisiv brings down the Yesh Mefarsh and says, Ipcha. The Piches means Atarim Echon Mishishim. Piches means that he took 160th. That's what piches means. He took less from truma. He gave truma less. He took off from truma. He only gave truma 160th. Okay, piches at truma. So the way we spoke out is that the derech of the Gemara is always to do loizu avzu, and we don't say zu ain't tzarach leimer zu because we don't have a chiddush. So lefi tais pshat in the yesh mefarshim, it's very good. It's a loizu avzu. Why is it a loizu avzu? Not only is it good when you take away 160th, but it's even good if you take away 140th, without getting into the technicalities of I know over here, there might be, and because what's the chiddush? There might be a problem. If you take away 140th, you take away more from the Baal Bayis, maybe it should be like, just like the fact we make a sale when there's I know, it's a mekach tois, maybe it should be a shlichus, it doesn't work over here. Maybe it should be a shlichus betos. Kamash Shalom, know that the end of Taisa says that there's an umdana that gedas baal bayis and it works. But according to Rashi, Rashi says the opposite. How are we going to learn in Rashi loizu avzu? So the Machna says even in Rashi we can learn a loizu avzu. How do we learn a loizu avzu in Rashi? Machna says as follows. Machna says that if bainanis is echa mechamishin, maybe you'll say that if you took less than bainanis, another svar. We can say if you took less than bainanis, maybe shouldn't be chal. So not also have a loizu avzu. Avad it's a big chiddush, the fact that you can take away more from the bayis. But could be it's even a bigger chiddush because maybe the truma wasn't chal. The truma wasn't chal if it was less than the bainus amount. The next thing we spoke out is why don't we need the arichus of the whole bayis from truma? Why couldn't we just show shlichus? From the first, we could have just stopped. Why do we need the hemshich of the Gemara to tell you, where does that show shlichus more than you would have learned originally? So, the first teretz we spoke out in Shir was that the Machna says a chiddush, a truma we know could be taken in machshava. All you have to do is take it in your mind, and someone's heard it from you. Someone takes it for you. You can send your kid, you can send anybody. So, you might think that if all he took was the bainanis, was the standard truma. So the ikur hafrosha's truma was machshava. That which you sent to shlichus, ma'isa kai fa'ama. You don't see shlichus from there. I don't see an extra power. So you need the extra var that he can take away and he can add with Tosis's way, with Rashi's way, however you're learning, that shows the power of shlichus. Another way we can answer, just as Rebbe told me right after the original shiur, that based on the way that we said today established the Nasa B'Kalif, right? Based on the way that I'm sorry. Later on in the Gemara, we're going to see the last thing we'll speak out is on the Gemara on the bottom, Rav Shimon Atem Gam Atem, that Atem shows you that we have the Havamina to say that it should maybe work out Shechita. So, we can say that on the Gemara over here. Maybe you'll say that in the Gemara over here, the reason why Bainus would work is just like Shechita. You're not, right? You're doing something that should have an effect. You shech the animal, so here you took off Truma. The only way you see more shlichus is to say echem mechamish echem me'arboim echem mechishim. That's what Rabbi told me right before. Right, we also spoke out from Lashon Rambam over here. Rambam had a, when he said Piches or Haisiv, Rambam says somebody who is Haisiv is a Nefesh Seiveh, and one who is Piches is a Ayin Ra. See, the way Rambam, the lesson we take from the way the Rambam spells it of that, is that a person can only, a person who's Nefesh Seiveh, a person who feels Seiveh, he's the person that's able to give, he's the person that's able to give more. The Maaseh when the Gemara says, we ask in Chad the Gemara says, why don't we learn Gerushin from Truma? Why don't we learn Gerushin from Truma? The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Nigru Mina. So the Gemara says, Mishum Deikah, Lemifrech, Ken Yeshem Machshava. Truma Kibi Machshava, Mashayin Ken Gerushin. So we said, how we know the other drushes? How we know Shliach Haisa Shliach? So we said, Avada, we're not taking away from the other drushes of that we have by Gerushin. We would only say that it's not necessary that one drush of Iker Shlichus isn't necessary, but the other drushes of Avada would still be necessary. Next thing, I want to read through the Gemara, I'll skip right to the next thing was the Marsha on Taisis. The Taisis that we spoke at Taisis Nafka, the Marsha Taka says, brings out from Erichim, he asks us, he's a Kash on Taisis, we see Farkar, we see that. Not the part that you make a shliach. Not right. It's not. Taisa says the reason why you can do shliach is because you have to bring a chatas bal karka. He says we find in Eruchin it's not like that. The chatas is the only carbon that you don't have to bring bal karka. That's the marsha, right? Marsha shaka kasha. Marsha has different gears. So the Taisa will talk and learn the power of shliach is exactly opposite. That being the chatas, right? Mamish from Farker. Being the chatas, she doesn't have to bal karka. So that gives her the power of shlichus. The last thing that we ended off with, I'm not going to speak about the Ritva and the Rambam today, but in the Gemara of Atan Gam Atan, so the Gemara goes through and talks about how you learn Shlichus from Kodshim. The Gemara finally says at the end that Taka we can learn from between Kodshim and Gerishin, we could learn everything, and with an Matzah. Right? So then we said, according to, so what do we do with Atan Gam Atan? Did a few different shots. At the end of the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, who the Gemara says, if you hold that Truma of a Goy could be Truma, then we could use Atam Gematam for that. The Gemara says, if you don't hold that, what's Atam Gematam? So the Gemara says, Lomali, it's just like that. Maybe you'll say, Hoyo Wamar Mar, Atam Voy Arisen, Atam Voy Shutum, Atam Voy Ate Trubis, Atam Voy Atar Mashena Shaloi. Maybe you'll say, since we're excluding all of those, Ema Atam Voy Shulchacham Nami. Maybe you'll say, even Atam and not your Shliach, Tamashallah, and that we're not excluding Shliach. The only thing we spoke out was, why would we think that an Aris, someone who's not coming with Tam Shliach, why would we think he could take Truma? So the Pashup Shah in the Gemara could be that, just like Shchita, we spoke out, that just like Shchita, a person, it's Chal, when you Shech the animal, now the animal becomes Kosher. So here also, when you take, even an Aris, anyone could come into your field, when they take the Truma, when they take the truma, so it works. It's chal. Even if it's shleim midaita, all these things, it's chal. The other thing we spoke down, we based it on a ketzayis, we learned it from a rajba and a darim, that you might think that over here, the chayit zach lan shleim b'fonet. You're being mezakim with a mitzvah of truma. And on that, the ketzayis said, based on the Rambam, he learned that that's mamash pshat on the Rambam and the darim, that Taisa says, that the ketzayis says, that a big yisayit in zachim adam, that the reason why someone who's tiring from my field on my truma won't be chal, even though there might be zachin, because we only say zachin li adam shloi b'fanav. I could be mezakeh something to a person and not from a person. Here I want to be mezakeh by taking his fruits that he should be oitz mitzvah of truma. Zachin ne adam, we don't necessarily say. So the having of the Gemara is maybe you'll think aris, all these people could take out zachin, right? But atam is the lawyer is it doesn't work. Why? Because we say zachin lidam v'lei zachin ne'adam. That we said, it would have a lot of nachminis la'alacha, if a person wants to mezakeh something, somebody with something, even if the zachus might be very, very, very great, but if it's going to involve taking from him, if it's going to involve making him have a hesed, even the smallest hesed, it could be it's geneva, and the zachin la'adam wouldn't apply to such a case. Just gonna